So today we're continuing looking at the virtues. And last week, of course, we looked at what virtues are. And we saw that a virtue is habitual, meaning it is a good we choose to do not once or twice or even three or four times, but over and over again until it becomes second nature to us. To be a virtuous person involves a firm disposition to do the good in every situation. And in doing so, we give the very best of ourselves. Today we are going to look at the theological virtues. Now, what does that word theological mean? Theo means God, and logos means word or understanding. So the theological virtues are those which relate us to God in a personal relationship. Now, we might not know the term theological virtues, but we have often heard them named: faith, hope, and charity. The theological virtues, they're free gifts from God. We can't get them by our own effort. God gives them freely to us in baptism. When we are baptized, God infuses or plants in our soul faith, hope, and charity to make us capable of acting as his children and of meriting eternal life. They help us to live in relationship with God the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, and they are a sign that the Holy Spirit is active in our lives. Today we're going to look at the theological virtue of faith. In the Catechism, we read that faith is the theological virtue by which we believe in God and believe all that he has said and revealed to us, and that the Holy Church proposes for our belief because he is truth itself. Faith, then, is the gift by which we believe in God first and foremost. That is, we believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And then we believe all the truths that God has revealed to us through Scripture and the Church because God has revealed it to us. And why do we believe what God reveals to us? Well, Jesus tells us that he is the truth. In St. John's Gospel, we are reminded that Jesus described himself as the way, the truth, and the life. The truths that God reveals to us are true because God can neither deceive nor be deceived. The theological virtue of faith goes one step further. It is not enough to believe in God and in what he has revealed to us. It must prompt us towards action. Last week we saw that it was not enough to do good. It was not enough to want to do good. We must actually do the good in concrete actions in order to practice a particular virtue. So how do we practice the virtue of faith? In the Catechism, we read again, by faith, man freely commits his entire self to God. For this reason, the believer seeks to know and do God's will. Faith prompts us to give our entire selves to God and to seek to know and do God's will in every situation. But what if you're sitting at home this morning and perhaps you're thinking to yourself that I'm barely hanging on to my faith by my fingertips? Well, then I encourage you to entrust yourself to God. Recommit yourself to him. Renew your baptismal promises. Trusting in God involves an act of the will. In other words, it is something we choose to do even though we might not feel like it. We should pray for the gift of faith. One of the most beautiful prayers in the whole of Scripture is the prayer of the man with the son who had a dumb and deaf spirit in him. First, the man says to Jesus, "If you can do anything, have pity on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible to him who believes." Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, "I believe, help my unbelief." If you are struggling to hang on to your faith, then join your prayer to the prayer of that father and say, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." Another way we can increase our faith is to seek to know and do God's will. How do we do this practically? Well, thank God, we have the gift of a conscience. That is the gift that helps us to know right from wrong. So at a very basic level, we can listen more closely both to our conscience and to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, who is constantly revealing to us little ways of doing good. We can increase the gift of faith in us by reading Scripture, by informing ourselves on what church teaching is, especially in those areas where we might be struggling a bit. And there are many free resources on the internet to help us in that. Talks and websites, podcasts, even our own podcasts. The gift of faith can be lost if we commit grievous sin. That's major sin. Or if we commit a lot of little sins over time. So perhaps it is time for us to return to the sacrament of reconciliation, through which God's love and mercy are poured out upon us and the theological virtues are renewed in us. In fact, all of the sacraments both express our faith and increase our faith. Every time we go to Mass with the right disposition, our faith is increased by listening to the readings and receiving Jesus in Holy Communion. We can increase the gift of faith by practicing works of charity. In his letter, St. James reminds us that faith apart from works is dead. So we put our faith into practice by doing works of charity, for example, visiting our elderly or lonely neighbours, maybe putting a little money away each week for Trocra or giving it to local charities, making little sacrifices throughout our day. We don't have to wait until Lent to maybe give up that first cup of coffee in the morning or whatever it might be. And most importantly, choosing to forgive again and again. Finally, the disciple of Christ, the Catechism says, must not only keep the faith and live it, but also profess it, confidently bear witness to it and spread it. We need to profess and bear witness to our faith. This might not mean standing up on a soapbox in the middle of town, but it does involve bearing witness to our faith among our family and friends and within the community. It is not popular to witness to your faith on certain issues in Ireland at the moment. Faith does not ask you to get into arguments with people, but to calmly say why you believe what you believe. And this brings us back again to the importance of seeking to know and do God's will. It is hard to give an account of our faith if we don't know why we believe what we believe. But we must remember that Jesus does not abandon us. He promised to send us the Holy Spirit, whom we also received at baptism. And Jesus tells us that the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you.